Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him? The GCW world champion.
That's
Mance
right.
Mance Warner. How you doing, Mance?
Amazing. I got the gold. I got it right here. Finally.
Beautiful.
Champion. That GCW and the whole universe, all the fans out there can be proud of. And let's get on here and piss some people off, do an old school shoot interview, and just say whatever the hell we want to say out here.
I have a soft spot in my heart for you, Mance Warner. Do you want to know why?
Why's that? Lay it on me.
Almost 5 years ago to the day. Almost. It would have been 5 years ago last week. I took my first work trip for Fightful. It was to Las Vegas, to StarCast and Double or Nothing. And I was nervous as hell to do on-camera interviews. I had never really done in-person on-camera interviews. And my boss was with me and he goes, well, who do you want? I looked over at you and I said, that guy will interview himself. That's Mance Warner. I ain't got to say shit. Mance Warner can say everything.
I remember this day. I remember knocking that one out.
You did.
Work with, baby. Put a mic on me. Give me a camera. Red light on. Let's rock and roll.
I got to credit you for me gaining a lot of confidence on camera. I was like, you know what? If everybody could do that, that would be optimal. And I quickly learned not everybody can do what you do.
In a perfect world, it would work that way, but. I like it because that means I make more money because not everyone can do it.
Well, I will always appreciate that because I was nervous as hell. I was crazy nervous. And I look at you and I'm like, man, like everything about you exudes what we see. It's real. Everything about you is real. When you first got into pro wrestling, like, did you already exude that? Did you already have that?
I think so. It's one of them things where you either got it or you don't. People got to work on it. But guys like me, I grew up watching this shit. I knew when I was a little kid, this is what I'm going to do. Ain't no one going to stop me. Ain't no one going to tell me you can't do this, can't do that. And look where it's brought me. I got the gold. I'm the champ. And I did it my way. I didn't kiss no ass. I pissed off a whole bunch of people. I turned on my friends and family, and I loved every damn second of it.
I loved it too because Effie deserved it. But I will say – I will say quite a journey this past weekend to getting to the title. I mean, there was a lot that went into that. Like, multiple people held the championship technically over that period of time. Some people took issue with how you ended up becoming champion. They maybe say it was an easy route. What would you say to those people?
Be pissed off. I don't give a damn. I hit the pay window. I saved the company. We know who had the title before. Look at it. I get the gold. I'm a smart man. I knew I could cash in. I eliminated Effie back in the Rumble deal. And then any point, any time that I want, I could cash in. And I just got done bleeding out, laying backstage, had glass in my eye, had to pour all that bullshit in there to get it out. I'm bleeding out. I'm beat up. And then I'm watching people try to cash in, and I'm watching people go through the gauntlet. And I know they're all losing their mind, and they're all thinking, this is my moment. I saw Cole run through the curtain, and he's almost crying, and he's holding his little golden circle, his coin, and he's sitting there, and he's going, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then Steph spears his ass through a door like a linebacker, and I see Joey posing to the camera. It's easy, man. I plan this shit out, and I wait for my turn, and I take it. Now I got the gold.
How did you feel when you saw Steph knock the Sonic the Hedgehog rings out of Cole?
It was amazing. I could see his breath exit his body and his eyes roll in the back of his head and his coin flies in the air. Or maybe he held on to it and he was going, one day. It wasn't that day. It was my day. And like I said, baby, I got the gold now. I don't care who's mad about it, who's pissed off about it. I'm going to make this mean something again. We're the biggest independent pro wrestling company in the business. Everyone, they get fired. They get mad about TV time. They try to come to GC Dub. I got the title. I don't give a damn about anybody besides a few people.
Does a part of you feel like that does happen a little too much when people think that they can just go to GCW and capitalize off of something that you and many others created?
See, I love it. Now, you've heard me sit there and I'll get into promos and I'll get into what I've done. We made this company, right? And it's one of the reasons I turned on Effie. We made this the hot spot, the place to be. It's like the last territory, baby, but we're everywhere. So I ain't going to judge nobody. They're not dumb for wanting to come here. They want to try to reinvent themselves. Cardona did it better than anybody. He came down here, busted his ass, and there are people in the locker room bitching and moaning. This is our company. This is our company. Without guys like him, we don't keep climbing the ladder. And I learned a lot from him. And then I cashed in. Keep on coming down here. Keep on trying to take our time. Ain't no one going to take my time. I work hard, and I'm going to keep it. Everyone else could do their moves. Moves don't mean shit. People hate me, and they want to see me get beat up. So get in line and try to take the gold. It ain't going to happen. This ain't going to be a two-week reign. This is going to be years and years. I ain't losing this shit.
How do you think Matt Cardona has done as in his new role so far?
Oh, amazing. The best GM we've ever had, man. He's sitting out there. He's got the rules. Nah, I don't got no rules. I do what I want. Matt understands that, and he appreciates that. But like I said, man, let me ask you a question. I was your first interview, right?
First in-person interview, yeah.
Well, you're the guy. Everyone sends you DMs and they beg you, please, let me talk to you. So I'm going to ask you a question. Who was the last GC Dub champ? And I ain't talking about Joey. He had it for a couple seconds. Who was before him?
Technically, I guess it was Jimmy Lloyd.
Besides Jimbo, I like him. Who was the guy
Nick?
That had that reign? Had that reign, all them title defenses.
Nick Gage. I mean, Nick Gage technically held it before him, right?
See, you just proved my point. You just proved my point, though. Blake Christian had the title, right?
Yes.
How many times did he defend it?
Oh, that I don't know.
And I saw everyone on the internet bitching and moaning. Cardona stripped him. He got ripped off. And now I see people say he defended it 35, 40 times. I don't know. And then I asked the fans, name five fucking matches where he defended it. and they can't remember because it don't mean shit. So like I said, I'm going to take this title and make it mean something again the way it used to. Love me or hate me. This fucking gold right here, this title, the GCW World Heavyweight title, means something because old Mancer has it. You can throw that on the internet.
So if the situation arises where Blake Christian is like, you know what, I should get a crack at that, what would you say to that?
Get in line, motherfucker. You went and did a tournament where you're flipping or flopping, and I'm out here. I got the gold. I'm the man. The buy rates are going up. Ticket sales are going up. My merch is selling like hotcakes. I don't give a damn about none of them. Get in line. I will carve you up. I don't care no more. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money, beat the hell out of people. And I got the only friends that I need. Steph, Matt, the GM, and Jimmy. Jimmy's all right in my book.
I was going to ask, like, if you felt like he should get a shot or if he should get the back of the line, but I feel like you made it pretty clear right there that, like, he prioritized something else over a title that he held for quite some time. I mean, another person that's likely, you would assume, would want a title shot is the person that you've just been in a very violent feud with. I was there for at least one of the matches. Effie. I'm interested in a lot of stuff related to this. Like, was it a difficult decision for you to turn your back on somebody who was your friend and close to you for so long?
Not really, man. And this is why I've said this before, and I've gave bits and pieces of kind of how it went down. Going back to what we talked about earlier, people coming into our company and trying to take time and reinvent yourself and this and that and whatever it may be. And they're trying to make money. I sat in a hotel room with Effie about a year and a half ago, whatever it may have been. And we sat there and looked at each other, and I said, man, this is our company. We made this what it is. Now there's people coming in here, you know, doing what they got to do. They got to make a buck, right? And I told him, we got to step up and take that title. It belongs to you or me. We're going to have to do things a little different. It ain't about the fans no more. It ain't about, you know, bleeding and sweating. And because like I said, man, for years I was the guy. They all loved me. Old Metzer, they'd sing my song. They'd sit out there and get free 8x10s or free pictures. No more. I'd get hurt. I'd be laid out. And then them fans, as soon as they carted me to the back, would be cheering for the next flavor of the week. And when I looked at Effie and told him, we got to change this shit. He didn't have the same thought. He didn't have the same look in his eyes that said that he was going to do it. As soon as I saw that, I knew I'm going to have to stab my best buddy right in the back. And I'm okay with that. Look where it's got me. I got no regrets.
And personally, like, if I look at it from an analyst standpoint, he's had three cracks at the title dating back, like, I think 5 years. He's lost all three of them, including a couple months ago, but like maybe 6 weeks ago, he had a title shot. So in my opinion, why should he get one right now? He should have to work his way up as well.
And here's the other thing. We had all them fights, classics. I've seen the internet, people jumping on there. Feud of the year, old school fighting. That's unheard of. We ain't got no writing team. We got two guys that hate each other's guts. So if y'all are talking about feud of the year, old Mancer once again has done something right.
How did it feel to have people saying, like, out of all the matches that you've had, they were talking about, like, this past weekend's as the best either one of you have ever had? And that is quite high praise. And I mean, obviously something, whether you like Effie or not, you've poured an awful lot of emotion into this. Like, you wear that on your sleeve. You don't exactly hide that type of stuff.
I knew going into it, to do that type of fight, a death match, you know, cage of survival, I knew for days before, you got to go into a dark place. I just get there a little bit easier now because I don't give a damn about the fans. I don't care about my friends. This is about me doing what I got to do. So when we step into that cage, they got what they knew they were going to get, another classic. We've done classic after classic after classic. Lauderdale going to make a whole bunch of money putting all them fights on a DVD and selling it at some point, and they can send me a check for that too.
One thing I've noted the last couple times I see you get in better shape every time I see you. It's clear you've been working your ass off in the gym, working your ass off in the ring, and I mean, I just see it every time. Another thing that I see is the most intimidating look I have ever seen on anybody's face when you come down to the ring. I was there, wherever the hell it was in Mania Week. I was there, or it was maybe it was Rumble Weekend, and I'm like inches away from you, and you're in your own world, but still there is fear in everybody that is along that walkway because they don't know what you're about to do. Maybe explain to me what goes through your mind before you go through that curtain. Because Steph has even told me sometimes she will avoid you.
Yeah, she knows. Here's the deal. I'm not going out there to do arm bars and moves. I'm going into a different zone. And when I step through that curtain, I want them fans to take a swing. I want them in a parking lot trying to stab me. I'm taking them in a different journey than what they're getting throughout every other damn show. When I come out, this is real and you can feel it. And that's what it is, baby. Old school wrestling. I don't give a damn about a flip, an arm bar, anything else. I'm here to fight, and you will remember what I did on that night until the next time you see me. And then at that show, you're going to be telling your buddies about the last five times you saw me go out there and be a crazy son of a bitch. That's what I do. I love it. I'm good at it.
We saw you pop back up in MLW as well, and that wasn't anything I thought was ever going to happen, but we saw it. It was a lot of fun to watch you there. What sort of led to that?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do things stand now?
Hell, I don't even remember. When was that? Back in, whenever it was. I'll put it this way. I was there for a little bit. I will not be there again.
Okay.
I think it was January is what it was. And you want to see me, you come to GC Dub. You will see the champ at GC Dub, and I will do everything that I want to do every single time. Makes me feel good, man. Violence pays.
I mean, that is actually something I've noticed of late. Like, most of your matches, if not all, I think maybe you did Revolver as well, but like the last month and a half or so, it's been straight up GCW as you go on this path to the world title. Was that something like intentional, concentrated, or did the schedule just happen to fall that way?
It's one of them things. I got another Revolver show coming up, and I think it's my next one. So I'm going to be beat up coming from one cage to another cage. Former SGC members out there, but for the most part, 95% of my work and my fighting is at GC Dub. We're on the road damn near every week, 2 to 3 shows. And it's one of them things where it's, you going to try to do 60 different companies, or are you going to put your work and all your attention into the one independent company? It's like, we go back in time, ECW. You saw Sandman, Shane Douglas, Sabu at ECW. You didn't see them all over at every other random damn place in town. You want to see old Mansoor, it's at GCW. I'm the champ. I'll be cutting the promos. I will be causing chaos, starting fights in the crowd at GCW.
I did work a show that you were on, Squared Circle Expo. Why didn't you help me? Hornswoggle chokeslammed me, and it didn't work out well for me.
You had it coming, man. I saw Swoggle running around, and he said, "Mancer, watch this." And I watched, and he got you.
I really didn't think you could get me up. I really didn't think.
You put your name on a contract. You got in there. You got beat on by Swoggle, baby.
Yeah, but I thought that, you know, people would just be like, "Hey, let Sean do something to you. We might go viral," you know, but it didn't work out like that. I guess we did, but I don't like that at all. You mentioned Revolver. Man, they've been on fire lately, too. Like, it's great that, that independent wrestling is so robust right now. But, I mean, how has that been for you working Revolver? I mean, I know it's not exactly new for you, but. I mean, they're also really hot these days.
It's another one of the things out there, man. I was with SGC, and like, I'm a piece of shit. I've turned on all my friends and family, and I turned on them out there too. So I jumped on Justice, jumped on Manders out there. I call him Steve now. He's Steve to me. And at the next Revolver show, it's going to be the big ass cage out there too. All three of us in there. Madness.
How did you feel carrying a lot of the SGC stuff across multiple companies, promotions, all that? Because we did see some of that. Like, we've seen you all work just a variety of places. But, I mean, ultimately, it all boils down to GCW, as that's where a lot of that was created.
Well, it started at GCW, and it kind of went to multiple different companies. But at the end of the day, when I'm sitting there, you know, like I said, you look back in time at GCW and a lot of other companies, old Mancer was in a six-person tag, a six-man tag, a tag team match, an eight-on-eight contest. And I sit there and I look at it and I go, that ain't me. I'm the main event. I've known this for years. So if that takes me stepping up, putting in all the extra work people don't want to put in, doing all the promos, beating the hell out of friends, family, I'm going to do what I got to do to be the main event. I ain't going to stand in line and wait my turn. I'm going to take it. And I've done it. And there ain't no one going to take it from me.
I think you first worked GCW almost 7 years ago. I think you worked like Ken Broadway. Yeah. What would you tell Mance Warner then, 7 years ago, as he is walking into GCW in Pennsylvania for the first time?
Nothing, because I did it my way. Go in there. I was out there, did that. Just I hit the road, go to every company there is. But at some point, something clicks and you go, I could keep doing it this way and stand in line, or I could, the light goes off and you go, this is my job. This is my career. It's about me now, not everyone else. I don't care if the fans are happy. I don't care if they want to hear Simple Man. It don't matter. I'm a piece of shit. And I'm going to do everything that I want to do at every event I'm at, and it pays off.
You'd competed for the GCW title a number of times over the years. I feel like the only year you didn't maybe was like 2022 or something like that. You would constantly compete for it, oftentimes against Nick Gage. Is that like somebody like along your defense list? You're like, you know what? I want to check that one off. I want to sort of avenge that loss.
I figured so. The king will go down too, man. There ain't anyone in this company that where I'm at now versus where I was at back then, totally different person, totally different fight. Like I said, I'm not going in there smiling, having a good time. I'm going in there knowing that I had to stand out here and do everything that I've done until it clicked. And I went, I don't care about any of them. And that's a different type of beast. You don't want to fuck with old Mancer now. None of them have what it takes to put me down. Not a damn soul. None of them.
I remember when Quentin Rampage Jackson was, he left Japan. He came to the UFC and you started to see him like avenge his losses. He was like, yeah, I'm going to be world champion, but I'm also going to beat this guy that beat me. Is that chip on your shoulder that you hold? Or are you like, you know what? Everybody's getting it. Everybody that managed to get that three count, they're getting it too.
Every single person, anyone that has, I don't want to sit here and bitch and moan because I know what I've already done and what I'm going to do, but any single person that stood in front of me at some point and tried to help someone else out or tried to, we could do this over here. I remembered all of them and it made me who I am now. and they're all fucked, man. There ain't nothing that any of them could do to stop me. Like I said, this ain't just another title reign. I'm going to make this mean something again, the way it should be remembered. This is going to be in the history books. Now, Ole Miss, sir, did everything he wanted to do and made this. This is the main event now. This ain't the you're not going to see the GCW World Heavyweight title before motherfuckers go to get popcorn and beers. Main event Mansoor is already in the main event, and now I got this. This is, we're going back to 97. If you want my spot, you better have a knife and try to put me down.
Damn.
None of them could do it. I don't want no more friends. I'm going to cut you up on the mic. I'm going to cut you up in the ring. And I'll cut you up in the back, too, if there's more of a problem going on. I love it, man. It gets me hyped up, excited. I'm sitting here smiling like a baby, babe. It's a great day. I'm the champ. You're having a good time. It's all about the ratings, the money, the violence. I love it. Some of my blood's on there, too, right there. It's a great day.
You haven't washed it, huh?
No, never. Because I'm going to wash it, and there's going to be more blood on it again. Look at his forehead, baby. The wind blows just right. I'm going to start bleeding again.
I've not done an interview with you since you appeared in AEW. I know you picked up a win there. You had a great match against Jon Moxley. What was that experience like for you? I mean, you were in there and you showed that you were right there with the AEW world champion at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's another one of the things, man. That was a couple. How many years ago was that?
A couple years ago.
Two and a half, something
just
like that.
Just under 2 years ago.
I remember going into that one. I just came back from being injured. Where I broke my leg was out in 6.5 months or whatever it was. Did the Ric Flair show, won the Bunkhouse Stampede, and then here I am fighting Moxley for the title. Once again, different time, different person. Now it's that thing where I'll fight any motherfucker. I don't got no dream matches. Yeah, I'm not sitting here like, I want this, I want that. I want my money and to keep my gold. It was an experience. I went in, did my job, fought. Ratings were good. I didn't hear no bitching or moaning besides people on the internet. You know, who's this? Why is he getting a title shot? I don't give a fuck. Like I said, I'm the guy now. Ain't no one going to stop me.
I was so happy when you won that. What a show that was, by the way. The Ric Flair's last match show. What a wild-ass show that was.
Amazing.
My God. But, I mean, that was I liked the idea that they added some very important stakes, and I was like, I think a lot of people are about to discover that Mance Warner belongs on television or any screen that you can put him on there. How did you feel about your reception from that? Because I thought it went over really well.
I showed up. I got paid money. That's all I can do. You pay me. I do my job. I fight.
What would you like to see in GCW? Who would you like to see in GCW?
Who?
We've talked about a lot of people that reinvent themselves. We've seen like world champions like Jinder Mahal. He's announced for Black Label Pro. We've seen like a lot of people. Trevor Lee is out there saying that he wants to face people like it. Not even them. Maybe somebody who you feel like hasn't had the guts to show up in GCW yet or anything like that.
My answer is going to piss off a lot of people.
Okay.
There's a reason. I see people do these interviews and they get on here and they, I want to wrestle this person. I want this. I want that. I don't give a fuck about any of them. You could bring in WWE people. You could bring in AEW people. You could bring in people from any company there is. I don't give a fuck no more. I know I'm at the top of the line. I'm at the top. I'm the main event. Main event Mansoor. I got the gold. All I care about is keeping this gold and getting paid. It don't matter who comes in. This is my company. I took that spot, and ain't nobody going to take it from me. So you ain't going to get Mansoor on here saying.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals. Happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to wrestle with this guy. I want to do arm bars with this person. I don't give a fuck.
I think I don't give a fuck is a better headline, personally. I mean, dare I say, you got me fired up. Do you think that I could beat Effie?
Yeah, if I run in there and hit him first.
Okay.
And you put some money in my pocket, I'll help you out.
See, I feel like at this point you've softened him up so much. I don't think he's ever going to be the same. I think that I would stand a chance because of the trauma that you have caused this human being.
Not at all. I mean, sit there and look at it. We have fought since I turned on his ass back in what, December? Mm-hmm. I've split his head open. His vision is off. I scalped him with a power tool. I've lit him on fire. I've busted him open. We went through what we went through. I changed that man. And people go, well, he beat you earlier in the night. Who really won, man? All his friends had to sit there and watch me carve him up, and his ego was so big, he didn't want to save him. I'm sure he's going to have to answer them at some point. It ain't the Effie show. It's old Mancer's show now. That's just the way it works.
Got to agree. I got to agree with you. What do you want the world to know about Mance Warner, besides that you don't give a fuck, which I do truly appreciate? New GCW world champion, a champion that GCW can be very proud of. It's clear you care about the brand of GCW as well. Like, you don't give a fuck who you face, but you do care about the letters on that championship and what that represents. What would you want the world to know about Mance Warner?
Like I said earlier, man, this is my goal. This is my company. I'm going to make that title mean what it should have meant a long time ago. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to politic. I'm here to beat the hell out of people, say whatever I want, and do whatever I want. And if anyone's got a problem with it, they could come say something. I don't care. I busted my ass. I did everything my way. I'm a piece of shit. Half the fans hate me. Half the fans love me. It's about getting paid and keeping my gold. We got a great GM. I got my beautiful wife over there running around Steph somewhere. Jimmy Lloyd's out there. He's all right. And this is our company. That's it. I'm the man now. GCW is my company. Ain't no one going to stop me. Ain't no one going to take the gold. And nothing, you can't do nothing about it, baby. Old Mancer.
GCW, check them out, guys. They're coming to my home state of Kentucky, which should be a lot of fun next month. Mance Warner, I want to thank you so much for your time. Begged you for this interview. You were gracious enough to be so generous with your time after winning that world title. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you, baby.
Until next time, guys, we're out.